When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 18 of Dare to Be. Our devotion today is titled, Pouring Out Your Soul Before God. George Mueller once wrote, "The psalmist said in Psalm 62, verse 8, Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. God is the only person we can fully pour our heart out to." Our text for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips moved and her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli took her to be a drunken woman. And Eli said to her, "How long will you go on being drunk? Put your wine away from you." But Hannah answered, "No, my lord. I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I've been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for all along I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to Him." And she said, "Let your servant find favor in your eyes." Then the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Hannah continues to pray before the Lord while the priest Eli observes. Rod Mattoon describes it as follows. Hannah is praying, and Eli sees her mouth moving, but no words are coming out. She's praying in her heart. Well, when it rains, it pours. To add more misery to her problems, Eli thinks Hannah is drunk. He falsely accuses her and reproves her. Several insights come from this incident. First, silent prayer was not common. It usually was audible prayer. Hannah's silent prayer demonstrated her belief in God's knowledge of the heart. God knows the heart of the innocent and the one filled with iniquity. We cannot fool God because He knows and sees all. Secondly, the fact that Eli thinks she is drunk is an indication of the problem in the times of the judges. Because of the feasts, it was not uncommon that the people would overindulge in wine and become drunk during the feasts. Religious festivals were turned into revelry instead of righteous worship. Hannah's eyes are red, but not from wine, but from weeping. Many a depressed person will turn to liquor to try to drown out their sorrows, only to find that sorrow is a good swimmer, not easily drowned. Liquor just adds to your problems. Hannah is not the norm of her day. She is reaching out to God supernaturally through prayer and emotionally from the pain of her past. Even when confronted with wrongful judgments from Eli, Hannah responds with a soft and respectful answer, "No, my Lord. I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I've been pouring out my soul before the Lord." Next, Hannah asked Eli not to think of her as a worthless woman. Hannah had been made to feel worthless by Peninnah, and she didn't want the priest to feel the same about her. She knew that her prayers to God were sincere. Her words were birthed out of her pain, so her prayers were genuine and from deep within her heart. Eli responds to Hannah the way he should have initially, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him. John Woodhouse's comments add understanding to Eli's response. Unknown to Eli, he introduced a play on words that will be developed by the end of the chapter. Your petition that you have made is very literally your asking that you have asked. This vocabulary of asking occurs 7 times in this chapter with interesting implications that we will see in a moment. More importantly, and equally unknown to the old priest, he endorsed a prayer that would lead to his own demise. When the God of Israel granted what Hannah asked of him, Israel would have a new leader. Hannah's prayer brought peace before it was answered. She could now eat, and her face was no longer sad. She wore the expression on her face that she had successfully trusted God to answer her during prayer. When you pour out your heart in prayer to God, He will pour out His peace over your soul. Some questions to consider. What does Eli's first response reveal about the culture of worship in his time? What does Hannah's response to Eli show about her respect for his position? And finally, in what ways have your earnest prayers led to genuine peace? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.